Welcome to Earnest Contender. This is Carissa Gray. This week's topic is Hidden Treasures of the Heart. What have we stored? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I imagine the heart is a treasure chest where we store remnants of our experiences. A child may store his first memory verse or echoes of his parents' violent arguments. A teen may store the coolness of a baptismal pool or the sting of first rejection. An adult may store her child's giggles, the first handshake of gratitude, welts from an abuser, or comforting words from the Holy Spirit. We store our joys, heartaches, and regrets, even those times we spent weeping alone and then quickly wiping tears away before rejoining the party. By old age, our treasure chests are full. Pure or wicked, the Lord sees the condition of our hearts. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke of the heart. Matthew 6:19-21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor dust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Christ advises us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Nevertheless, people spend their entire lives building wealth and seeking man's approval. Inwardly, though, they suffer. Putting on a strong front in public, we've learned to conceal deep pain and anguish, forcing ourselves to behave when we really want to scream, "Help me," to anyone who will listen. With experience, we've become skilled at hiding stored up bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. Our secrets are hidden, but God searches the heart. Psalm 139:23-24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Most people spend their lives trying to be good. Despite their best efforts, their speech and conduct expose what's in their hearts. We make excuses when our true nature spills out, don't we? For example, I've apologetically said, "That was not my intention." But deep down in my heart, I knew it was. Which excuse have you used in the past? Please, pardon my French. "I'm not one to gossip, but..." "I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way." We've all made excuses. There is no one good but God. We've been led to believe that we're good people as long as we don't hurt anyone. But the Word of God says otherwise. Jeremiah 17:9-10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. We've also been taught that people are inherently good, that if we could only return to childhood innocence, the world would be a better place. Yes, children are lovely, but parents know that some of the cleverest manipulators in the world are under 5 years old. Children need salvation too. We can't get back to innocence because no one is good but God. Psalm 51:5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We've all sinned since childhood. We'll never be good enough in our own strength. But Christ, my friends, is more than enough. In other words, we're not innocent until proven guilty. We're all guilty of sin and in desperate need of an advocate willing to die for us and a merciful judge willing to pardon us. We store what matters most in our hearts, and God knows our secrets. He sees our primary motivations, innermost desires, darkest thoughts, and greatest moments of joy, hope, and love. He sent His Son to redeem us because we cannot remedy our own heart conditions. What can we do? Repent of our sins and unlock the door. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Jesus offers rest to the weary and heavy laden. He's near to the brokenhearted, and through His shed blood cleanses us from unrighteousness. Only He can remove our stony hearts and give us hearts of flesh. In those new hearts, we can store heavenly treasures. Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. And so men look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. There's no hiding from Him. A wicked and broken heart cannot mend itself. Don't be dismayed. He loves us. We don't have to weep alone and put on a happy face not to be a burden. We don't have to grieve alone, suffer alone, or endure alone. God collects our tears and knows how we've suffered from childhood until now. Moreover, if we've stored up wickedness and malice, Jesus Christ made a way for forgiveness. Out of love, He laid down His life so that we could be saved, healed, and delivered to the glory of the Father. Psalm 51:1-10. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to Thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of Thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against Thee, Thee only have I sinned, and done evil in Thy sight, that Thou mightest be justified when Thou speakest, and be clear when Thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, Thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which Thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide Thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Thank you for tuning in to Earnest Contender. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please join us at earnestcontender.substack.com for the weekly podcast. You can also find resources on salvation and discipleship. Please share Earnest Contender with your friends and family. May God bless and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.